Hello, my beautiful friend. Thank you for the question. And I'm going to just kind of move around the question and just kind of talk it out and see where we go with it. Okay. Want to join me? Yes, let's go. So, how to believe we can get well when we deep down really don't believe this is possible. Okay, a couple things. One of the things is that it's important to ease up on ourselves and give ourselves the most calm, peaceful experience possible. So, I wonder if you could, can you let go of that desire to believe or the need to believe? And can you not focus on that or not think I believe or I don't believe? Can you drop the thought I do believe or I don't believe? And just focus on having a calm, peaceful experience, and that in and of itself will ride you through to the end. Or I don't know if there's an end. There's a journey, right? Ride you through to your next experience and your next experience and your next experience, whatever that may be. Can you focus on just on the joy, the moments of joy that you could find in each day, and then calming your nervous system and the pieces of the program that you can grab hold of and run with, so to speak, and really, really amp those up. So that, I think, would be the best thing. I'm going to still talk around it, so there are other things that I'll kind of throw into our little bowl of, you know, salad that we're making here with this conversation. I feel sometimes like there are degrees of belief. Just say you did want to believe, but you didn't find yourself to be there. But if what I'm about to say causes you any sort of stress, then just drop it, and just don't even do it or think about it. But I feel sometimes like we sneak up on belief gradually, and we could believe, and we could be able to picture it in front of us, and we know that it's going to happen, and there's that degree. There's like a knowing. Sometimes people just have an inner knowing. And then other people they can't picture it, but they do feel it's possible, and they don't know how it's going to happen, but they do kind of believe in that for themselves. And then there are people that think, you know, maybe it's possible, but they're not sure. They think it might be possible they get better, it might be possible they don't get better, they're not sure. And then there are people who, you know, think it's possible to get a little bit better and not fully better. Is there anywhere along the spectrum that you can get a toehold that you could place yourself, you know? Or do you believe it's possible for other people? Sometimes, like, I sneak up on things. Again, though, only if it feels lighthearted. If it feels like work or trouble or stressful, don't even bother with it. Just don't even worry about it. I feel like it's great to believe that you could get better. I think that's fantastic. And I think you could still get better even if you don't, as long as you're not focusing on the don't. As long as you're just putting that off to the side, put it in a cubbyhole, say, I'm going to visit that cubbyhole in 6 months, or whenever, a year, whenever. Put that cubbyhole somewhere off to the side, and then just anytime you think about, oh, I don't believe, here's a good thing to do. Can anytime you think about the question of whether you believe or not, like just say the thought, I don't believe I could get well, comes into your world, just say it sneaks up on you and it pops up. Can you do the brain retraining on that thought? Because I think that you can get better if you don't focus on whether or not you believe you can get better. If this is for people who have trouble believing that they can. If someone can believe that they can get better, then definitely immerse yourself in those thoughts and those visions. Definitely, definitely, definitely. And if you don't believe, then maybe you could just put that thought, I don't believe, aside. And if the thought comes up, then do the brain retraining on that thought. And then immerse yourself in the visions of someone else doing the things that would be, you know, in quotation marks, better. Or a time in the past when you did do those things. Or, you know, a fictitious version of yourself doing those things, whether or not you believe or not. Just put that don't believe thought aside. Another element to this is when I had the hyper-focus on getting better, that almost, so like kind of, that can. If you don't hold that with a light hand, with the very light touch, that can, if you're feeling like a little bit obsessed about getting better, that can lead to like a certain kind of stress that sort of cements things in place. Do you know what I mean? Like when you're too attached to something, to a particular result. When I do my meditations, a big part of the meditation is that relief is great, but I'm not attached to the relief. You know, maybe I'll feel relief afterwards, and maybe I don't. And either way, the important thing is that I did the meditation, and the important thing is that I did the brain retraining, regardless of the results. Because we can't really assess the results until down the road. So now I'm kind of getting off the beaten path here with your question. Let me reel it back in. So I think that all of this brain retraining needs to be done with a light touch, with a lighthearted spirit. And it's okay if you don't believe it in this moment. You could grow into the belief, or you could let go of the belief. Either way, it needs to be a very, very gentle process for you. So I don't want you to be too concerned about whether or not you believe, and in this red hot minute. I hope something in here helps, a little piece, a little nugget, or if there's not a nugget, maybe there will be another question or an opening to a new part of the conversation, which I will gladly engage in with you, or indulge in, or, you know, play in. And as I always say, you're doing great. You're perfect exactly where you are. You're moving to beautiful new things. And I have faith in you. And thank you for being on this journey with me. Okay, lots of love to you, my friend. Bye-bye.